This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Maybe you know what a zombie is.
When you keep voting party line, this is what happens to you.
It's worse than horrible because a zombie has no will of his own.
You have subways that are falling apart. You have cops that are being accosted in the street because of that socialist you elected as your mayor.
You see them sometimes walking around blindly with dead eyes, following orders.
When are you New Yorkers going to start holding those people responsible for what they do?
Not knowing what they do, not caring.
You mean like Democrats?
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. So don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
It's the Joe Messina Show.
Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Always appreciate the time you're spending with me on the air and in the chat room and texting and, come on, this is boring, you already know this, right? Just get involved, get engaged. Yeah. A lot of crazy stories tonight. Head over to joemessina.com, joemessina.com. Right, you can watch live, you can listen live, you can take the poll. There's a lot happening, a lot to be involved in. And I do appreciate the time you guys spent. Some of you write me after the show. Kind of hard to, I don't want to re-answer it. I want to ignore you if I don't have to, but I don't want to re-answer the issue, you know. So if you got a question, write it through the show. I'll answer it. That's a big deal. If you send it via email, I'll answer it when I can find it. I don't know what's not like that, but it's true. I mean, I got to go through them and get them. All right. Kansas City lawmaker or Kansas lawmaker doesn't want to share restrooms with this huge transgender colleague. His words, not mine. Really simple. The Representative Cheryl Helmer, she took a stance and she made her stance known on April 23rd. She sent an email to the University of Kansas graduate student Brendan Riffle, who described themselves as trans feminine, saying, "Personally, I do not appreciate the huge transgender female who is now in our restrooms in the Capitol." Helmer was referring to Representative Stephen Byers, the state's first elected transgender lawmaker. Now, in response to the remarks, House Speaker Rickman, a Kansas City area Republican, said, "It's unfortunate that those words were said." The email came as the GOP-controlled legislature is making efforts to override Democrat Governor Lori Kelly's veto of a ban on transgender athletes in girls and women's K-12 and college sports. Now, I don't care what side of the aisle you're on. This should not be a problem to vote on and kill. This should not be an issue. Lawmakers in the state Senate recently voted 28-10 to override the veto. The House is expected to take a vote on the matter, though it was not clear when. We know this has been going on in our offices, back rooms, and conventions since the day I was elected, Breyer said. Now, the shocking part is that it came out that someone actually said it. Helmer 70 said that she was in the state house with a mother and a young daughter, Breyer, several months ago. She said the child was scared, visibly shaken. You know, it's funny how we always said, if it bothers a child, if we do one thing to stop from a child being, you know, bothered or intimidated or whatever, we should do it. Well, not really. She said she mistakenly entered the men's restroom in the house in 2021, and that the men became upset. She said she asked them how they would like it if a woman regularly used their restrooms. She also said that parents should be allowed to change the gender of their children. I meant to say shouldn't. Now, you can't lop off a penis, she said, and then expect, you know, a little boy to know, live his life. He'll be in regret for the rest of his life. From what I've read, from what I've seen, the people I talked to, she is correct. Byers said several lawmakers have moved away from her in the elevator. Noted that the Kansas GOP's platform declares that we believe God created two genders, male and female. Okay. Oh, she's upset that it says in the platform. See, that's too bad. So they don't have a freedom to think what they want to think or believe what they want to believe or apply the science they believe to be true. In an interview with the news outlet, Riffle said that Helmer's comments weren't surprising. The rhetoric against the LGBTQ community has been the same for years. That we're a threat to society, we're going to hurt people. No. Don't do that. You see what he did? What they did? They broad-brushed the comments. All right? You think a woman would have said the same thing if a lesbian woman was in the bathroom using a women's bathroom and she walked in? She would have cared. The parts and pieces are the same. And vice versa. You know, if there's a male who's gay and he's using the men's bathroom and I go in to relieve myself, I'm okay with that. I'm not worried about it. This is a different story. This is a different process. So to say the rhetoric against the community, well, gee, why don't you listen to what the community has been saying to others? If we don't accommodate, listen, believe, what are you going to do to us? You seem to be very okay with that, you know? Really. One Democrat is upset, says that Musk has turned Twitter upside down. So what? He should. Really, not only should he, we should make sure that he does. I don't know how true these are, but I am hearing stories about some people being let out of the gulag. Some have been in the gulag 2, 3, 4 years, all of a sudden they get an email that says, we're sorry for the inconvenience. Oh, and you're free again. So I think, and don't try to do anything about it now while everything's happening. I mean, it's a class action lawsuit against those people who owned it, who were very vocal about them owning it and who they were. Take it on them. Put it on them. Joe Mazzini, your host, be back in a few minutes.
Are you looking for the cheapest prices on car insurance? Then call the Cheap Car Insurance Hotline right now. Hey, you're guaranteed to save money on your car insurance. Most car insurances can be canceled at any time. That means if you find a better deal, you can switch right away. We're not just one company. We offer most of the major brands of car insurance. We're like a discount supermarket for car insurance. And it doesn't matter if you have a good record or a bad driving record. Our agents are experts at finding you the right car insurance for your needs. Our average customer saves hundreds of dollars a year when they call us to switch. So why don't you make this 100% free call right now and see how much you can save on your car insurance. Paid for by AIS Insurance.
Call 800-399-7087. 800-399-7087. 800-399-7087. That's 800-399-7087.
You trust your mother, right? She's always taken care of you and always tried to give you good advice when you ask for it. And sometimes, even when you don't. Well, even though she might not mention it, Mom very likely has neck, back, and shoulder pains. And she needs relief. So trust this good advice. Give back to Mom this Mother's Day with quality products from Sunny Bay, like our disposable heat patches. They're back in stock now and target neck and shoulder pain in adults of all ages. Or our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. Mom can heat them in her microwave, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews on Amazon when you search Sunny Bay Heating Wraps. And shop now in time for Mother's Day. There's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find us on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Spouting the silly scientific gibberish. Just translate the foregoing into simple English, if you please.
We are back. Joe Mazzini, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-556. Talk about how the left... It's so up in arms that Twitter was... And he's not even really even a conservative. Right? He's not. So what they're upset... They're upset that he's going to allow open conversation. It won't matter whether you're conservative or Republican. He's going to offer open... So he says. He's already pulling some people that were a long time suspended. He's already forced them to drop that. So that'll be a big deal. Now, I love this. Chuck Schumer said that in many ways, Twitter has been a dark place. I hope it doesn't get any darker. Do you think he even knows how to spell Twitter? I'm just asking. Twitter board Monday unanimously accepted Musk's deal. Right? It adds to the list of high-profile enterprises under control of Musk. Right? The richest man in the world owns Tesla and SpaceX and a Boring Company. And now Twitter. When a billionaire amasses this much power, he plays by a different set of rules than the rest of us. And that means one person can literally turn upside down how millions of people across the country communicate. That's from Senator Elizabeth Warren. Remember her? Pocahontas. Now, the billionaires during the pandemic amassed more and more wealth so they could buy whatever toys they want. They can influence whatever they want. You guys made it easier for them. And these are all people that are on your side. You know, the Zuckerberg, $400 million, and placing these phony voter boxes all over the place. This was okay? I've been warning about this strength for years. So I'm doing that old-fashioned... Hey, ain't my headache. I told you about it. You did nothing. Absolutely nothing. But we love Facebook. Good. You can love it right into hell. Okay? Is somebody going to buy that one? It's a situation where he has to establish clear rules about what's appropriate and what's inappropriate. That's according to Senator Jack Reed. Reed added that Musk must make sure that it becomes a place where people can communicate, not a place where a message can be shaped by him or somebody else. You mean like the last guys did? Like the last owners allowed, is that what you're saying? An incredible event, Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell said it'll be interesting to see what impact it has on the way Twitter operates. But we're all watching it with a great deal of interest because there's certainly been our share of complaints about the way it's been run in the past. Senator, I'm sorry, guys, but I would change my name. Senator Mike Crapo, Republican out of Idaho, was behind the shutter doors of the state subway when Fox News asked him how he felt about Musk's purchase of Twitter. Right? Through the glass of the subway window, Crapo smiled, flashed the thumbs up sign. Then you got Senator John Cornyn, Republican out of Texas. You know? He was laughing. He said, hey, here's a chance to push job creation in Texas. He already moved Tesla and his Boring Company to Texas. Of course, a large presence with SpaceX. So I think he just moved the whole kit and caboodle over here. Right? When asked about Trump possibly returning to Twitter, something Political reported many Republicans are privately dreading. Cornyn said it sounds like Trump has already made his decision to stick with his competitor. Right? We'll see. Ultimately, we'll see. You know, truly, if they're smart, some of these competitors, they will come up with a program that'll allow you to, you know, put this out in several different places. So if you post it up on Parler or Getter, right, it'll automatically post up to Twitter. But bring you back to Getter, bring you back to Parler, traffic-wise, should you decide, should somebody click on the story. That's really the way to do it. Especially for now. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. You know, let me hit the story, but I've got so much. I want to talk about Joey B's lies in the next segment. It's deserving. He hasn't been able to tell the truth for a long time, and I mean a long time. Right? When you listen to him talk, you listen to what he talks about. That's always fun, too. He's not telling the truth. And he can prove he's not telling the truth. And it doesn't matter what it is. He's just not telling the truth. So, never stopped. So, Democracy Defending Lefties meltdown over Musk and his free speech. Now, when Musk announced the deal, these people already started having heartburn. Now, what they don't know, what some people really haven't focused in on, is the dollars, right? By Musk doing what he did, he popped the stocks by almost 38%. right? And he hasn't become involved in the company yet. The news came after Musk played a cat and mouse game for, God, weeks with Twitter board of directors. They didn't know what he was going to come up with. First, it was a majority stockholder, which probably really drove them into the ground. According to the left view, Musk is a James Bond-like supervillain who's determined to destroy democracy. Don't you know, I get that feeling from them every time I see them talk or say something. Like those smoky guys in the parlor rooms, right? You want to talk about supervillains, you want to talk about what they're able to pull off. You've got, God, six or seven states right now looking at that 2020 election again, checking out the equipment and the machines. Because they know they got problems. They know they got issues. Look around, even when Joey B shows up today to an event, they're begging people to show up. Just amazing. The deal is dangerous for a democracy, Senator Elizabeth Warren reacted. Right? She said, oh no, another billionaire with some power, this isn't good. She's got money, people, and lots of it. Stephen Ertite, he has a different viewpoint. He said, according to Ertite, the editor of the news website, lifenews.com, Twitter has a real opportunity to return to its former role as an online forum that allows free speech. Look, it's so true. It's an online town square. You get up there, you get on your soapbox, you scream and yell about something, you throw out your facts, the next guy gets up and does the same thing. People either agree or they disagree. It's the way it's always been. The only difference, this is electronic, right? You're not out there in the middle of the square for real. Joe Messina, your host. Be back in a minute. Don't go far.
Hey travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
901-424-5218. 901-424-5218. That's 901-424-5218.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News.
U.S. Secretary of Defense Lloyd Austin is reaffirming Western support for Ukraine.
Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin speaking to military leaders gathered in Germany that Ukraine's resistance has brought inspiration to the free world and even greater resolve to NATO.
Ukraine clearly believes that it can win.
and so does everyone here. Ukraine needs our help to win today, and they will still need our help when the war is over.
Mr. Austin added, Russian President Vladimir Putin never imagined that the world would rally behind Ukraine so swiftly and surely. From the West Coast, USA, Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
The White House says Vice President Kamala Harris has tested positive for COVID-19. Neither President Biden nor First Lady Jill Biden are considered a close contact of Harris. The Vice President is not showing symptoms but will isolate at her residence. This is USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
And that's why yellow makes me sad, I think.
That's interesting. You know what makes me sad?
You do! Maybe we should chug on over to Mamby Pamby Land, where maybe we can find some self-confidence for you, you jackwagon!
That needs to play out. Don't say your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. It's one of my favorite ones. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged. Most of the news today is around, Twitter. Right? This has become such a... this is bigger than the Ukrainian war now. To hear them talk about it. The end of democracy. Remember when Trump, right? We had a democracy then, too. Did you know that? At least that's what we were told. We knew, some of us knew it wasn't going to. We knew exactly what he was and what he stood for. And Weiss, a liberal opinion writer who was pushed out of the Times newsroom by woke leftists, she used her Twitter account to announce Musk was purchasing Twitter. She also retweeted the billionaire statement that free speech is the bedrock of a functioning democracy. I guess send these people back to school. Anyway, it doesn't matter. And Twitter is a digital town square. I just said that. Digital town hall, town square, whatever. Whatever. Now, look. If you got to understand something, I still need to get this point across. You need to understand that there is no freedom of speech with private companies. You do not have a right to say what you want to say to the boss, with the boss, to the company officials. I mean, I'm sure you guys could come up with a whole bunch of colorful stuff, couldn't you? But it doesn't help. It's not going to help. You don't have a right to say it. Go ahead and put up, I don't know, pick a flag. If you got a hardcore Democrat president, guy that runs your company, and you go put a Republican flag up, there's nothing you can do if he takes it down. You can scream freedom of speech all day long. Now, as long as he or she's not anybody else doing it, and he's laying that across the field on all religious beliefs, he's within his realm. And if you don't believe it, I just don't tell you at that point. But freedom of speech does not overlap into your business role. Let's just get that straight, because many of you want to get emails from you. I have to giggle and go, come on, you know better. If you listen to my show any length of time, you know better than this. As I said, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. All right. Now, parents are being told to shut up and keep paying taxes. And mostly, today anyway, to support an education system or establishment that despises their values, doesn't want them there. Here, you will drop your children off here and be able to take care of them. Thank you very much. That's exactly what it's going to be, and you know it. Now, the media, like the leftist teacher unions, right, they want to relax. They want parents to get away. You know, just tell the parents, hey, you know, take it easy. Go away. We got it covered. Don't you worry about yourself. We'll take care of them. And if Johnny comes back as Susie, well, we meant to tell you, but we forgot. Right? I mean, fresh from its role, from its prominent role in gaslighting America for 3 years, especially with this whole Russia collusion garbage, media now, eviscerating parents and politicians who are trying to protect children from nearly over-sexualization. Now, I get away for the screen to stop moving. Now, the ire is aimed at the Florida Governor Ron DeSantis, right? And Virginia Governor Glenn Youngkin. And anyone who uses the term grooming to describe the school's blatant efforts to corrupt children sexually. Now, grooming, you know everybody like, you can't use that term, you can't. No, actually you can. You can't, because if you look at it, if you really look at what they're doing, what they're teaching, how they're teaching it, right? You need to pay attention to how they're laying it out. Now, if they're pushing them in a direction, if they're trying to teach them something, going to send them in a direction, that's grooming. And you can use that for several things. You don't have to use it just for this kind of stuff, right? Now, the dictionary term of grooming means manipulating someone into a position of sexual vulnerability where they can be exploited. Now, grooming claims are part of anti-LGBT push in the GOP, proclaiming that, you know, the front page of the Washington Post headline was wrong. Shows you who's sticking up for who. All right? I think it's time to call the media out again and accuse them of being part of a whole grooming enterprise where children are being set up for sexual predators by sexualizing them early and vilifying anyone who objects to this. That was on the front page of the Washington Post. Hey, well, listen, it's a true statement. When these people, yeah, you heard me, these people, they want to start sexualizing your kids. You know, it is so funny. They've been sexualizing little girls in cartoons and all kinds of things for years, for decades. And yet they don't want to be seen as sexual objects. They want to teach them to do these dances and do these things and do these maneuvers, do these moves that are very sexual in nature. And they want to tell you that they're not over-sexualizing the kids. Really. Right? And they're trying to blame the Republicans for this, for calling it wrong, for putting the wrong word up. For example, Republicans questioned Supreme Court nominee Ketanji Brown Jackson. Right? They wanted to know why she kept just terribly light sentences in child porn cases. You can't ask that question now, right? The Washington Post posted up and entitled, big letters, The New Red Scare, Pedophilia. See, nothing is real for them until it is. They couldn't see a comet coming at their head if they were staring at it. In the battle over schools, resisting the perversion of children in the supposedly immoral stance. Right? So if you push back on perversion of children, it's an immoral stance. You're getting in the way of the kids. You're not allowing them to grow. These people are sick. You know, the Washington Post runover page headline, GOP's baseless insinuations of grooming come amid anti-LGBT onslaught. It's funny. Yeah. We're anti-everything. And anti-Semitism doesn't play a role for them. They can't find that. They won't talk about it. They won't write about it. Just amazing. The Coverage includes a photo of Michigan Democrat state senator who the Post says was falsely accused of wanting to sexually groom children. The writer says, I don't think it's falsely. They know what it means. They know what they're teaching your kids. They know what it does to them. It desensitizes them to sexual contact when they see it, when they hear it, when it's, you know, in their daily teaching. It's okay. It's not taboo. It doesn't make them feel bad because it's right there. The subject of grooming came up when Governor DeSantis sharply objected to the Walt Disney Company freaking out over Florida's parental rights. Now, the newly enhanced law prohibits discussion of gender identity, sexual orientation in kindergarten through third grade, and bars materials not age-appropriate or developmentally appropriate for older children. Opponents slammed it. And they remember the tag is don't say gay. They're good at that, by the way. There's a new woke gender book I did. This thing is disgusting. I mean, they're doing these woke gender and ideologies as like birth. The doctor should not declare what your child's sexual orientation is. Not orientation. What gender they are. That's what they're saying. You don't want the doctor to see the penis there and go, okay, it's a boy. Yeah, we'll let him decide later. We'll let it decide. What are you going to call it? For 12, 15, 20? Well, I don't know. There's so many parents at the point where they'll let the child decide at 4 or 5 if they can speak English at all or speak at all. This is how crazy this is, and they don't know it. And maybe they do know. Maybe they do know it's a little off. Hey, all I'm doing, I'm just reporting it. You take it from there. A conservative investor activist confronted a large bank corporation last week about support of the largest pro-LGBTQ lobby in the U.S. Isn't it interesting that these banks will take the money of Planned Parenthood, they'll take the money of these communist groups, but legal American gun manufacturing companies, not so much. Joe Mancini, your host. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
According to the World Gold Council, while demand for gold is surging, 72% of people reply they lack the necessary know-how to do so. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta, owner of Advantage Gold, hands down the highest-rated gold dealer in the country. The reason? We lead with education. We've taught millions of investors how to buy gold safely and securely, and our in-depth gold guide explains everything you need to know. From what type of metals to consider, if an IRA or cash transaction is best, and how you can be certain that the gold you're buying is authentic, certified, and real. Call 800-900-8000 now and get our number one rated first-time gold buyer's kit. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the information you need to secure your future. Call 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000 today.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at ImmuneSupportNow.com. That's ImmuneSupportNow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Last night never happened, and I'm going to marry him, and you and I are going to take this to our coffin.
I can't do that.
Why not?
I'm in love with you.
Snap out of it!
We are back. Gilbert Senior, your host, always a pleasure to have you with me. 550-855-732. 5563, get involved, get engaged, be part of the solution. You have to be part of the solution. That's the way to make it happen. And the more and more of these things that come up, the more and more discussions they have around, you know, call it what you want. I don't care if you call it grooming. I don't care if you want to call it, you know, inappropriate sexual information. Whatever you want to call it, it's fine. Right? But the bottom line with it is you need to get involved to stop it. You can't stop it just by complaining about it on Facebook. It doesn't work that way. So this person is really having a problem with, you know, discussion of sex for kindergartners. Kindergartners, one, you know, first grade, second grade, third grade kind of thing. CEO of U.S. Bank, though, apparently, is not having a problem with it at all. During a virtual stockholders meeting in Washington, D.C., Ethan Peck, he asked Bancorp CEO Andy Cesari, do you believe in acceptance for teachers to discuss? It's acceptable for teachers to discuss sex with kindergartners. If not, will you end U.S. Bancorp sponsorship of HRC given its deeply disturbing agenda. Now, shareholder questions, Peck reports, were not taken directly, but were pre-screened and rewritten before being addressed. So he says that he allowed Sercer to deflect. He said, I'm going to paraphrase a question that just came in from the line. The question is, U.S. Bank is a corporate partner of the Human Rights Campaign, which has taken an active stance on gender education in schools. Why does U.S. Bank support HRC? They respond to say that we at U.S. Bank prize diversity.
Whoa.
And support work with a number of different organizations across the country, our company, including the Human Rights Campaign. And it is a focus of ours as the way we live and run our business. That's like a non-answer, right? So, according to Peck, Suri, whatever, I can't get his name right, clearly doubled down on their support for Human Rights Campaign while also avoiding the question altogether and avoiding a PR nightmare for that matter. The FVP spokesman argues that it's fair to assume that neither U.S. Bank nor its CEO has an issue with teachers discussing sex with children. I mean, think of, if there was a man in a school ground someplace, and your little boy or girl was sitting there talking to him, and he was talking about sex, he could go to jail for that. He could be arrested for that. Now, the FEP spokesman argues that it's fair to assume that neither U.S. Bank Corp nor its CEO has an issue with teachers discussing sex with kindergartners, and will continue to reallocate shareholder assets to these groomers, if you would. Now, my mindset is real simple. If you shareholders really, 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 like you saw happen with Disney, if you really, really, really are against this, then be against it. Pull your money. Send your emails. Do what you got to do to make it as comfortable as humanly possible for them. Why is that an issue or a problem for that matter? I mean, I wouldn't have a problem with it at all. Hey, 55 Real Joey, 55-732-5560. Send me an email. Or you can call us. Right? Send the email to joe@therealside.com, joe@therealside.com. Or call us, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Really that simple. You know, with everything that's going on around us, with all this noise, it's tough. It's tough to move through it. So, I'm trying to be nice about this, but I don't know how. So, I don't know how some of you... Do you remember that song that, what was it, Steve Martin, that was it, that Steve Martin did, you know, 100 years ago. And the song was King Tut. Remember that? I think he started it on Saturday Night Live. And then he took it on the road. And it was an actual spoof on the King Tut display that was going through the country. And people really understand that there were plenty at the time that were very upset that the king was being dragged around from his sarcophagus. I'll learn how to speak someday. Really, seriously. And they didn't like it. It was that simple. And I want to play this thing for you because I think some of you don't remember it. But the beauty behind it... Here we go. Come on, just do the song.
And he never thought he'd see people stand in line to see the boy king. How'd you get so funky? You do the funky
in Arizona. They found the words offensive. Now, the problem is that here, again, he's making fun of this. So I want to get past all that for a second. Twitter went nuts today. These young people who have absolutely no sense of humor started ripping him apart over doing something like this, right? And they couldn't put it together. They couldn't figure out in their head. If you watch the video and you listen to the words of the song, it is a joke. Now, the exhibit was a nationwide phenomenon. Barely, you know, does justice to the whole, what they found in King Tut's tomb. People from all walks of life, they waited hours to see this thing. Okay? They gave money for whatever it's worth, you know. They gave money to buy t-shirts and souvenirs and toys and everything to see a mummy, for all intents and purposes. So recently, I don't know what happened, but a clip of Martin's, you know, the sketch that he did back then, it resurfaced. Right? And all of a sudden it started. Now this is so, you got to hear this, because this is so hilarious. When the clip surfaced, it said on television, the Twitter account on Friday, the whole look of a white comedian from the 70s dressed up like King Tut was making them crazy. Out of context, it's pretty understandable that some people wouldn't really glean how the absurdist nuance of a 44-year-old comedy routine about commercialism. That's what it was about. But you know what the problem is young folks, they can't think that deep anymore. It's so surface for them. They can't think that deep. So the beauty was is that somebody put a tweet out there making fun of him. I think the tweet was, what's the joke exactly? It seems like a song about King Tut while he makes funny faces while Martin couldn't get any whiter if he ate paste for breakfast. What did that have to do with the joke of the moment? Right? But people have gone viral going after these people that are against Martin, that are beating on Martin. Comedian James Urbanek, he pointed out that the song was a parody of the 1960 Hollywood Argyles. Right? Remember Alley Oop? Remember that song? Another user provided the entire sketch, which includes a brief monologue that tees up the song. I remember that. Oh, I hate to say that. God, makes me old. One user noted that Martin comedy's always divided people. So what? It's okay. There's plenty of comedians I didn't much care for. They were great. I guess they were great. People loved them. I didn't care for the humor. I didn't care for the things they went after, what they made fun of. But when you think about it, it's just a pure comedy of it all. Somebody had to sit down and write this thing. They had to think it through. They had to present it. Martin, obviously. And the only thing these people get out of it, only the ones that are looking for something wrong, to take somebody down. And I think people, like I said, they're starting to get so sick of hearing it that they're not going to get traction anymore. And Steve himself at one point started laughing and said, listen, the whole bit is about King Tut's carcass being dragged across the country and people paying through the nose to see it. Martin was making fun of white people doing cultural appropriation before anybody else was. Think about that. Anyway, this is the stuff that these people have a hard time dealing with anymore. And it's amazing. All right. When we come back, or in the next hour, I should say, we're really going to have some fun with Joey's lies. And not just his lies. There's a lot more to it than just that. But we're going to go through his list of legendary lies all the way back to when he ran for president the first time. Because all I ever hear about is Trump lied. Joey's the height of truth. Right. Joe Bassini, your host. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break.